Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we will give you the features completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, of course, we will take your phone calls about anything that is the point of the program. And it has been a busy media day here in Keene, New Hampshire, which, as I have suggested before, is the kind of the liberty media capital of the world. And maybe I could be proven wrong on that claim, but I don't think so. I mean, we've got television being produced here. We've got radio being produced here. We've got, of course, blogs as well. And our very own Meg McLean, actually, today was interviewed by a TV station out of Boston. Because, as you may recall, Meg, first of all, Meg is our co-host on Tuesday nights. And as you may recall, back in, I think it was November of last year, Meg made national headlines, international headlines, actually. And in point of fact, I think she rose to the number two Google search at one point for, you know, several hours on the internet, which is a big deal. The average person probably will never be number two on Google. And so Meg made this huge splash in the media. She got all these interviews around what was going on with the TSA and their ever more invasive security procedures. So you remember we talked a few days ago, or maybe yesterday, I don't remember what it was, about the baby, the woman with the baby at the airport, and I think it was Kansas City.
Did we talk about it on air?
I think we mentioned it on the air. And if we didn't, well, here we are now. So there was this lady that was being searched. Yeah, I'm sure we talked about this on the air. But this lady was being searched by the TSA. She holds her baby out like an offering, almost, mm-hmm. you know, to a god. And these two TSA agents are inspecting the baby. And you can't see the baby's behind, but they seem to be kind of doing something to its diaper or something like that. It's hard to discern from the photo. But nonetheless, this photo made the rounds. It hit LouRockwell.com.
Yeah, this lady could have shoved that diaper full of C4. You don't know.
Well, apparently the woman in question, from what I hear, is, this is hearsay, but from what I hear, she is very supportive of the TSA. She's more than happy to hand her baby over to them and to allow them to touch her baby in whatever way they touched it. And to just kind of just give it all, give up whatever it is that they want to her, to them. So,
remember the story? I think it was a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, about the TSA agents that took the child away from the mother, away from where she could even see while they were shaking her down. They shook the child down away from her.
That was scary.
Yeah, that was a scary story.
So, I guess Meg was contacted regarding this story, which is kind of funny because
she's an expert.
Well, right.
Mm-hmm. She's gone through that experience before, so it's logical that they would contact her to get her opinion.
She has, and I just think it's neat that that one splash that she made, it's kind of, there's still some ripples coming from it, in that now Meg is like a go-to person for the media. She's become a talking head on the point, you know, she's an expert.
TSA pundit.
Yeah, on the TSA, which I think is just fantastic. So she was here at the studio today doing a live, I don't know if it was a live shot or pre-recorded or whatever, but she says it may air later on tonight in Boston, and if we get our hands on it, we'll certainly post it over at freekeen.com. You'll be able to see it there. And then, of course, our friends Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com actually were featured again from here in Keene on the Adam versus the Man television program on RT, which is a nightly show. We had Adam on the show a few weeks ago to talk about that. So it's just great, man. All kinds of media action happening up here in New Hampshire. And, of course, you're going to see more talk about New Hampshire. A Free State Project was published in Slate. I think it was today or yesterday, Slate.com, a fairly popular...
The Ron Paul thing is getting Free State Project mentioned all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. So so the coattails of Ron Paul are again going to be good for this particular movement. We do have people who made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, for those that don't know, is a movement of liberty-minded people all focusing their efforts on the same place. Because, truth be told, the liberty movement is really few and far between. It's spread out. It's thin. There's not a whole lot of people in any given area that are of a liberty mindset and are willing to actually do something about it. So the idea is to concentrate those people. And that's why the three of us are here tonight. We all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So the Free State Project is going to get more publicity, and we already have people who are here in New Hampshire who will tell you that the reason they're here is because they found the Free State Project due to the Ron Paul campaign back in 2008.
Yeah, a lot of them.
When Ron Paul arguably will probably make a greater splash this year.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be able to build on top of his name recognition that he created for himself back in 2008.
There was also a video site back in the 2007-2008 campaign, I think it was called Ron Paul TV, and they used to feature Free Talk Live on there. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I think they took like an hour of the show or something like
that.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. In 2008, many liberty-oriented people who didn't want to pick up and move to New Hampshire, because it's not the easiest thing to do. For many people, it would be a huge sacrifice to pick up and move. I can't say it was easy for me in my life, in the selling of a couple of houses.
I lost a bunch of money.
Yeah, same here. And, we moved to basically the housing bubble. Wasn't a great time to move. You got to buy new houses. Those houses continue to go down.
Yep.
So, it's not the easiest thing to do. But many people looked at the Ron Paul campaign, saw that he got 8% or something like that in the primary, and said, look, the Free State Project's a failure. This isn't the Ron Paul Project. People That's didn't true. Pick up and move for Ron Paul. Maybe he'll get some bump. Maybe Gary Johnson will. Maybe those two will split the Liberty vote. I have no idea.
Well, plus 2008, that's almost 4 years ago. You're talking about, the campaign would have been in 07, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
There would have been a lot of campaigning in 07, maybe a little bit more in 08 as well. But you're also talking about the very beginnings of this movement. The Free State Project has not even completed yet as far as the original concept of having 20,000 people saying they're going to move to New Hampshire. Of those 20,000, several hundred have moved, and that's as of now in 2011. What were the numbers in, January of 2008? I bet you, because I remember when we moved, Mark, I think we were like 420. And
you were 420, I was 421, right?
Yeah, and 420 was, again, that number includes people that were already living here. So at that time, I think that number was probably about 250 people that were already here in New Hampshire. So really, there were only about 200 movers at the point at which we moved, which is in 2006. There couldn't have been more than maybe 400 by the time the Ron Paul campaign was rolling around. So, you're talking about a minor amount of people, and then, as you said, it's not the Ron Paul project. A lot of people that move here aren't politically active.
Right.
They're civil disobedience or whatever.
And some don't officially sign up on the Free State Project website. There's a lot of libertarians who don't want to be counted that are like cats. They don't want to be herded.
Plus, didn't Ron Paul actually do the best in New Hampshire of all of the primaries?
Until there was, I think it was caucuses.
Not the caucuses,
not
the primaries.
Caucuses. Yeah, there was a primary much later. I think it might have been Montana or something.
Yeah.
It was much later. I think it was after McCain was actually declared the winner or something like that, that he did slightly better, maybe 9 or 10% or something. But
there was also some major shenanigans going on with some of the primaries. Look at Nevada. What happened in Nevada when they shut down the meeting because it looked like Ron Paul was going to win. And then I think Louisiana, one of those states down south, also had something screwy go on like that, too.
So lots of exciting reasons to pay attention again to the Free State Project. And you'll see that happen, too, where people will say, oh, yeah, I heard about the Free State Project and just blew it off. And then it came back around and I saw it somewhere else. Popped up on my radar elsewhere, and then I noticed it again, and that's when I really started to look at it, because the first time you hear it, it's any time you hear something for the first time, it's easy to just blow it off.
Pick up and move your life for something you just heard about?
Yeah.
Not that many people do it. But
now there's proof of concept behind it as well.
The people that don't want to move, though, that really don't want to move, they're going to look for reasons they'll either say to themselves, look, I just can't do it, which is fine, I think that's fine, or they'll look for reasons to say it doesn't work, and I think that's kind of just a very human way to react, but not very mature.
Well, there's a lot of people who are also totally disgusted, and probably much more so today than 3 or 4 years ago, because a lot of these states like Illinois and California and others are going broke, they're raising their taxes, they're cutting services, and the jobs are going away, and it's a big mess, and I think this is a really ripe time to get people to move where they can have real freedom in their lifetime.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Big news out of a fairly big church regarding gay people in America. We'll explain that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Also, major civil disobedience success story to report as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at KidEssentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on those lists. You can follow us in whatever ways work best for you. Emailed updates, you can get those, or Twitter or Facebook, whatever is your preference, or all of them if you'd like. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board there. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables if you have a company. and are interested in somebody handling your accounts receivable for you, it can be really awful work. You got into whatever business you got into because that's what you enjoy doing, not the business end of it. SACL CAI, they can handle those things for you. They'll handle them with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
So, 800-259-9231. Coming up, some civil disobedience success. We've kind of been talking about the Free State Project. They are a major, you know, long-time sponsor of this program. And, of course, we were fans of the Free State Project from before.
They're a sponsor of this program because we were both signers. Yeah. I mean, we went after them.
Absolutely. And by the way, we'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up here as well. But first, we'll go to the phones, your phone calls, about whatever you want. Let's talk to Alexander, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Alexander.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The chemtrails.
I'm sorry, what are those?
The chemtrails, where the airplanes come out spraying aluminum oxide out the airplane.
And what evidence?
Sorry, I didn't understand what you said. How do you know it's aluminum oxide?
Because I tested the soil. The pH level was low.
You tested the soil? Is that what you said? It sounds like you're a little close on your phone. Maybe back away just maybe like an inch from your phone. We might be able to better hear you.
Is it good now?
It's all right. Now, you said you tested the soil. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not really anything that is conclusive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but it is like in the skies, it would be long lines, big trail. This would be like a white coating on the skies, on the blue skies.
I'll tell you what, here's what you might want to do, is go to contrailscience.com, and there's some interesting information there that will explain why it is that some contrails last longer than others. I think that's what a lot of people are seeing when they want to express this belief that there are people that are poisoning them from the skies, although not all of them believe that that they're poison. Some of them believe it's for mind control or something like that. Where did you hear about this? Where did you hear about this?
I watched Dr. Nani, what they explain in the sky.
Documentary. Okay. So, and where did you find out about that documentary?
Well, I had the documentary. I bought it up for Alan Jones.
That figure.
Actually, you know who did that documentary? G. Edward Griffin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he knows a lot about money, but not so much about science. I thank you for the call tonight, Alexander. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Not that I'm a scientist or anything like that, but I did read the explanation for why it is that some contrails last longer than others, and it makes sense. So if you want, I can try to summarize it here. It's very, kind of basic. It's essentially the way the water vapor behaves at different levels of, was it the pressure, Mark, that goes on up there?
It's the temperature.
The humidity, correct?
Yeah, it's the amount of humidity that's in the air and the temperature, which, because those particles are little ice particles.
Yeah, exactly. So some
water,
of them stay, right, some of them stay as ice for longer than others. And it all depends on various different factors, everything from, the altitude and the wind conditions that are up there, and also the humidity that is up there, and the temperatures as well. So there are a bunch of different factors in play. And there are a lot of kind of paranoid conspiracy theories that surround this as well. And we can kind of, we can needle those also, like the idea that, why would somebody want to spray poison or mind control chemicals on their own family, for instance, because, the idea is that they're spraying this everywhere. I mean, certainly there are horrible people out there that would do things like that.
Well, some people believe that they're spraying it for the purpose of containing global warming or something like that to control the world. But it may very well have bad effects. I don't, people have lots of different theories as to why this is going on. And
whenever I see the chemtrails things, I'm always reminded, like people will, sometimes they'll post online about how they've seen trails in the sky, and they call them chemtrails, even though they have no evidence whatsoever that they are in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Are there no contrails anymore? I mean, did contrails stop in the mid-70s?
Well, yeah, I've seen contrails myself, and I'm not prepared to poo-poo it either way, but I must say that I've seen contrails, and two times in my life when I was down south, I saw what they seem to describe as kind of a grid pattern in the sky, which is more than just one plane going across the sky. It was actually a kind of a grid back and forth over a metropolitan area.
That's the most disturbing part. I agree. That it's weird that you'll see this, just really what looks like little checkerboard patterns above a particular
city. city, usually. Some metropolitan area, yeah.
Heavy plane traffic.
I'm just saying that's the most disturbing part.
It is. And not only that, but you know, there's also a lot of speculation, because if it is being done for whatever reason, and it's top secret and they're not acknowledging it, that makes people's imaginations go wild as to why they're doing it. So nobody really knows, but I find that a little freaky, that when I've seen the pattern, the grid pattern over a city, and usually once you get outside...
I never thought anything of it.
Yeah.
Just planes flying, and if you've got a city, then obviously there are more planes flying there. So what's the big deal? You know, it's really a mindset that that I find disturbing. It's the mindset of the conspiracy theorists surrounding the realm of paranoia around their health, and that is that, well, there's always somebody out to get them. It's either the government poisoning the water, or it's...
like helicopters broadcasting to their brains.
Or it's the chemtrails poisoning their minds, or it's, you know, like you say, the black helicopters, or it's the corporations poisoning their food,
or it's the lizard people,
or whatever the explanation is. It's like there's always something out there lurking, trying to get to them. And it is a mindset that I have no interest in propagating whatsoever. And yes, I will acknowledge, sure, there have been examples where the government has acknowledged that it has done things. Mark, you and I lived in Florida for a long time, and they sprayed what they called malathion down there. And let me tell you, when they were spraying malathion, it was very, very obvious what they were doing. Like, you would not have been able to make a mistake. Like, there was no chance that you'd be confused that this was a cloud or something like that. It was clearly raining down upon things. And
they did it at night. They told you to wash your car in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to be outside while they did it. Yeah. Isn't that right?
But because they were more open about it, people knew what it was, and people's imaginations didn't go as wild.
Indeed.
But they were still pissed, as they should have been.
The fact that they aren't open about chemtrails doesn't mean that there are chemtrails. Do you understand? I mean, like, that is not a sequitur. It could mean that there are no chemtrails. I think it's interesting, Wayne, you showed a picture one time of a very strangely modified airplane that I have no idea what this airplane was doing. But I doubt that there's a bunch of those airplanes in service, and it had a bunch of vats in it and tubes and things. It was scary. But you'd have to have that level, that many vats in an airplane in order to spray stuff out over hundreds, if not thousands, of miles that these airplanes are doing. You couldn't just do it with a regular passenger jet. And there are a lot of regular passenger jets flying around, and they're leaving contrails.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. That is if you can get your gas mask on and actually dial the phone with those big gloves. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. Listening options included. We've got broadband and dial-up streams, so you can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Learn about our 97 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the country at different times throughout the week. Learn about our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air channel, and webcam plus listen lines that allow you to dial in from any phone that can call long distance and listen to the show that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those details. Once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Our number here again, 800-259-9231. So I mentioned a civil disobedience success story, and it's actually not that new, I suppose, because it's been done so many times now. But just as an example of how awesome it is to be around other liberty-minded people. Up here in New Hampshire, we were talking a lot about the Free State Project. The people that move here to New Hampshire are not people that are going to hide out in mommy's basement waiting for the world to end. These are people who, regardless of whatever their belief systems are, the one thing that unites them is that they love the idea of liberty, and they're willing to do something about it. They're atheists working side by side with Christians, with Muslims, with, you know, you name it, all kinds of different people getting together, because they understand that in order to be free, they have to allow others to be free as well. And so what can happen when you get people together to do things in the world of activism is very exciting. And we're seeing things happening here in New Hampshire that have never been done before. In the political scene, for instance, we're seeing liberty-minded people actually getting elected. Unlike the Libertarian Party, who for decades has been toiling away in relative obscurity attempting to elect liberty-minded people, they haven't had much success around the country. The Free Staters and Liberty Lovers in New Hampshire have had, I think, more success in 5 years of activism with really only several dozen people involved, have had more success in those 5 years than the Libertarian Party has probably had in 30.
Since its inception.
Yeah. And it's growing as well. More people are getting elected over time, with 12 free staters elected last year, and even more relatively liberty-minded people also getting elected as well, who aren't so-called free staters, just New Hampshire natives and others who moved here prior to the Free State Project. So you've got some great political successes, as well as things like repealing the knife ban. You can carry whatever knife you want anywhere in New Hampshire now, which is great news. And there's some other things as well that I haven't mentioned.
Equally great news is that some statists are actually moving out of New Hampshire.
That's also a win.
Happens.
Yeah, so when the statists, I think Adam Mackler, one of the early movers, has come up with a new term besides statist. I think he called it coercionist, but I'll have to check that. I don't have it on his email in front of me right now.
That's good.
But yeah, something a little more descriptive than statist, right? So these people who support coercion are getting frustrated by the presence of the liberty lovers, and they're in some cases throwing up their hands and leaving, which is a huge net gain for us, because then normally you just have liberty lovers moving into New Hampshire, which is a gain, but if a lover of violence, a lover of the initiation of force, leaves New Hampshire, then that's like adding another activist without even having to have someone move.
Especially one that is politically active, because there's right. just there are very few politically active people in America, in the world,
yeah.
and they are, believe it or not, quite powerful, but because
they're active.
Yeah, because they're active. There's just so few of them. So when you have...
But there's more of them than there are of liberty-loving people that are active.
Yeah, they've got the ball rolling. I think the liberty loving, the people on different scale, different levels in the scale of liberty lovers are getting more active right now. I think the Tea Party, to some small extent, is kind of indicative of that. There's a voice out there now.
And, there's a lot of surrounding states that a statist or coercionist can move to and not have to move very far and get more of what they want.
All right, so
you can just move across the border.
Yeah, I just confirmed it. Coercionist is his new term, and I like that.
I do too.
I think it may be much better than statist. So I was talking about the successes that we've had here. The political successes are growing. And yeah, it's politics, so it's slow going. Like today in the New Hampshire Senate, even though the New Hampshire State House voted overwhelmingly,
with
a veto-proof margin, like more than two thirds voting for medical marijuana, the Senate today apparently voted to table it, which means they didn't actually vote on it. They didn't vote it yay or nay. They voted to table it, I guess, for fear of the governor deciding to veto this legislation again.
Which he did veto something today that was somewhat important. Shoot, I'll go take a look.
So anyway, my point is, politics is slow moving, but there's movement, and it's happening, and it's moving in the right direction, which is great. And of course, also, we've got civil disobedience. I mentioned how New Hampshire's like the media capital for liberty media of the world, which is also awesome. But the civil disobedience is really exciting to me, because it's something that's new to the liberty movement. As far as...
Right to work.
What does that mean?
Right to work. It was a bill that was going through that was going to, not require you to join a union if they had some kind of blind ballot or something like that.
So now people will be required to join a union?
The things haven't changed. They were trying to, New Hampshire doesn't have the most free work environment. Like Florida was a right to work state. New Hampshire isn't.
I see.
They're trying to make it more so.
Gotcha. So you need more legislation to make things more free? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you're undoing.
You need legislation to undo legislation, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. They're undoing what's already there, which means that right now the state allows unions to coerce people into joining.
That's what I was asking. So you're saying that somebody can vote and then all of a sudden you're in a union?
Look, I didn't pore over the right to work stuff. I know it's called right to work. I know that the...
Right, but without this right to work thing, you're saying that somebody can just force you to join
Absolutely.
A union?
Absolutely.
In order to work for a certain place.
Join
yeah.
a union. Hmm. They can do that in all kinds of states.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, yeah, clearly there's some work that needs to be done on that side of things. So, anyway, the civil disobedience zone.
New Hampshire isn't Illinois or anything, one of these huge union states either.
Oh, no. So, as I was saying, civil disobedience is very exciting to me because having done a lot of politics in my time in the world of activism and been fairly frustrated by that process, it's interesting to see civil disobedience and how much success that one can have with civil disobedience with next to no financial investment. When you look at politics, it's incredibly expensive. You've got to pay to run campaigns. You've got to pay to do the politics. You've got to pay to... There's all kinds of things that are very costly when it comes to doing political action. And civil disobedience, you can have instantaneous success like they did down in Orlando, where they handed out those flyers in violation of a judge's order, in flagrant violation of it, even to the very judge who had ordered against it, and have not been arrested. That's a great success story.
It's a success, but I mean, it's a fleeting success. It's a success.
No, it's not. They've gone out and done it multiple times.
Right, but at any point, they could decide to flip it on you. It doesn't matter.
They can decide to arrest you anytime they
want. I can smoke a joint in front of a cop, and it'd be illegal, and he decide not to arrest me. It's no real victory.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, it absolutely is. Anytime that you are able to act free and not be aggressed against by people who have sworn an oath to aggress against you.
You're not able to act free if the threat still looms above you. If the sword of Damocles hangs above your head, my friend, you are not free.
You're not free, but you're more free because you've chosen it. See, this is what you guys who are in the political system don't understand. You don't appreciate the fact that anybody who engages in civil disobedience or who supports civil disobedience, but specifically the people who engage in it, are having a tremendous personal success every time they do it. Whether or not they are arrested is immaterial to the personal success of overcoming one's fear of what may happen by the act of doing civil disobedience. That alone is a success, but upon top of that, there's extra success as well, including when they leave you alone. That's a win, because they've left you alone and they have not actually enforced the law.
Yeah, they've decided not to enforce a bad law.
Which shows their inconsistency. And, shows them for being the bad guys that they are in that case. And if they do aggress against you, it's still a win, because then it shows them for being violent, which is, of course, their only tool. And long term, you keep having successes like we've had with the 420 celebrations. You've got a track record at that point of success.
Yeah, you could pile them up. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to say that civil disobedience doesn't shake the foundation.
So don't tell me it's not a success, because it's completely a success.
It doesn't amount to anything.
That's not true. Because you're only measuring it by whether or not politics changes. And that's not how you can measure success in civil disobedience.
Yeah, politics changes after things change on the grassroots. And the grassroots level is the civil disobedience movement.
Once there's enough civil disobedience, they'll have to change the system. Because if enough people are refusing to obey and engaging in non-cooperation and doing civil disobedience, they won't be able to prosecute them all. They won't be able to continue doing things as they are. So I'll tell you about some successful civil disobedience here in a moment. Mark can poo-poo it all he wants. 800-259-9231. It's real easy to when you don't engage in it yourself. We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tagler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tagler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tagler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tagler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, by the way, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. What you need to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com and then click on one of those links that you'll see there. It'll take you to Amazon, and then there's different links for different countries. You click on the appropriate one, and then whatever shopping you do, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. Now, one thing that's important to remember is that you won't notice. Like, there's no line item on your invoice that says that money is going to Free Talk Live. You just have to understand that when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, that it's going to work. As long as you shop within the next, I think it's 24 hours of actually clicking on the link. Usually when you shop, you're going to click and shop. Probably not click, wait 24 hours and shop. So pretty much, as long as you click through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, it's going to work. Somebody was saying something to me today about not being sure. They didn't see anything about Free Talk Live. And I said, look, I wish it did, but that's just the way it is.
It's a faith-based operation.
Yes, so go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we also talk about investing in gold and silver, and there has been a dip in the precious metals, at least gold and silver. I don't really watch the palladium and the uranium or whatever it is else they're trading, but there's been a dip, and, well, you know, buying the dips, that's the time to get the deals. I don't see gold or silver. Personally, I don't see them diminishing in value in the short term. I think now's a good time to pick up some gold and silver. You can do so at gold.freetalklive.com. Got some coins there that are coins and pieces there that are designed to get the product in your hand, not something that's stored in a vault someplace for you, but actually in your hands where, well, it can't be taken from you. gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so Mark, you called me out during the break, and I deserved it. I was being a little bit mean. I took a snipe at you, but then again, you were being pretty nasty as well, calling civil disobedience unsuccessful.
No, I was the point that I was trying to make. You were saying touting, going out and doing something as solving a problem in the short term, and what I was trying to point out, and this is all I'm trying to point out, is civil disobedience. It may be fun. You may enjoy it. You may get an adrenaline rush out of it. of it. But in the short term, it's not. It doesn't really solve anything. I think that political, the civil disobedience and politics has to work together to really solve problems. I'm free to walk down the street with a green hat on my head. I am not free to walk down the street with a joint in my hand. And the only organization that's currently going to be able to make me free to do that is the same organization that's going to try to come after me. That organization has to tell its minions, leave that guy alone.
No doubt. I didn't say that they didn't. In fact, I don't understand why you even went to that point, Mark, because I spent time praising, you know, the successes that have happened in politics. Apparently that wasn't enough for you. I didn't say that they were separate. I didn't encourage them to be separate. Of course they have to work together, because the long-term, as Wayne and I were discussing, the long-term goal of civil disobedience is to encourage the system to change. But what those who engage in civil disobedience and those who support civil disobedience and non-cooperation understand is that you can't just sit around and wait for politics to work, because it sucks. Politics is slow and inefficient, and it's horrible the way it does things. What did they say? It's like watching people make a sausage, or worse than that, than watching people make
a sausage.
I'd
rather much rather watch people make sausages.
Yeah, it's just awful. It's so boring and dull. And so civil disobedience spices it up. Civil disobedience brings attention to issues. Civil disobedience also helps empower individuals to stand up and say no. And you pointed out during the break that you are actually engaging in what I would call non-cooperation, which is kind of the sister to civil disobedience. It's important. It's equally, I think, as important as civil disobedience. Because if you've got a group of people who are willing to engage in civil disobedience but not do non-cooperation, then you really don't have much of a movement. So, for instance, if a bunch of people stand in front of the White House to protest the war and then proceed to pay fines to the Washington, D.C. government, okay, yeah, they got arrested, so they performed civil disobedience. But then if at that point they become very obedient and pay out all this cash to the civil, to the, you know, the police department or the court system, then essentially their act of civil disobedience has, in point of fact, enriched the system to some extent.
Nullified.
Rather than if all those 100 people decided to say, yeah, I'll take my jury trial, thanks very much, and then refused to pay the fines, or even did some level of non-cooperation. If you just took the trial and then paid the fine, you would at least cost them more in running through the trial than likely of what they would fine you. But so anyway, my point being that non-cooperation is very important, and you actually are doing that right now with a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Meaning that you are going to go to court to have a trial.
I got a speeding ticket. I've got a trial scheduled. I may actually get it bumped back because I'm still, you know, peppering them with motions and letters and things like that. You know, it'd be a lot cheaper as far as my time goes to pay the $77, frankly. But if I lose, and I don't have any expectation really of winning, I'm really just dragging my feet while they're dragging me off to jail. I'm not going to pay either. I'm going to go to jail, and they're going to have to give me free bologna sandwiches at the Sullivan County Jail.
Now, when people do what you're doing, when they take something as far as you're taking it, that is also a success in that not only are you empowering yourself by saying no and refusing to obey, but you're also encouraging others. And this is another of the successes of civil disobedience that is not immediately tangible. It's not something that you can look at and point to and quantify in any way, shape, or form. Occasionally, you'll get little signals that it's actually happening, where someone will tell you, oh, Mark, you know, I was so impressed by what you did, or I was really encouraged by what you did or inspired by what you did. I decided to move to New Hampshire as a result of what you did with that speeding ticket. No one has told you that yet, Mark, but there have been things like that happen in the past where people have done civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. Folks outside of New Hampshire have seen that and said to themselves, wow, that's really exciting. I need to get there.
I'm not really interested in doing the large-scale civil disobedience stuff because that has a large penalty to it.
Did I say large-scale? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, the people that have been motivating to people to move have generally done large-scale.
You might be surprised. Actually, I think that any level of non-cooperation is motivating to people. Any level of civil disobedience is inspiring to people because most people they feel like they don't have it within them. They feel like they have to keep going along to get along because they're so afraid of what might occur, you know, what might happen. They might lose their job. They might, not make a rent payment or something like that. There's all kinds of scary things. They might have their kids taken away from them. And so to see somebody just say no, even on a parking ticket, I think can be inspirational. And especially to have a movement of people saying no, because you've taken parking tickets to trial and have actually had them dropped before they get to trial.
Yeah, they'd actually go to trial, yeah.
And Dale, I believe, has done the same thing. So we've started to see where this is happening, not just to one person, but it's happening to multiple people where their non-cooperation will become a success in that, you know, charges will be dropped and things like that. People on the outside looking at that are they're thinking about it, and they're looking and they're saying, wow, that's pretty impressive. You know, not just that Mark can do it, but that other people can do it as well, and that it seems to be spreading. And that's great. I mean, I'm also not paying parking tickets, and now you're doing the speeding ticket thing. So you make it sound, you're trying to minimize it as though it's no big deal, but I'm trying to tell you that it doesn't have to be this huge, big spectacle in order for it to be a big deal. It's a big deal, I think, personally, when somebody makes that, crosses that threshold into non-cooperation, and it's a big deal whenever somebody finds out about it. So that's why I think that these things should be publicized as much as possible.
You know, I agree with the part about taking it fully to trial, but how do you justify or think about what's going to happen when they need more jury members, more jurists, and they're going to go after people by force to serve on juries?
Yeah, that is an unfortunate side effect of this, of going to juries. Of course, a lot of things, there are no juries. You can't get a trial. You can't get a jury trial for a parking ticket. Just not going to happen. It has to be, here in New Hampshire at least, it has to be a Class A misdemeanor before you can get a jury trial. So, you know, that whole constitutional thing about $20, you get a jury trial, that's a bunch of BS. So my point being, there aren't that many jury trials, period, that we're seeing for activists.
Those types of offenses.
It's not really a huge burden or anything like that. But that will be one of the things that I apologize to. If they ever take me to the jury trials that I've demanded for the five misdemeanor charges that I'm facing, that is going to be one of the things I say to the jury. Look, I'm sorry. I don't want to be spending your time like this. I don't want to take you away from what your lives are. I know you want to be home. I know you want to be at work. I know you want to be taking care of your family. And I apologize for this. I'll try to be as brief as I can, but at the same time, this is my only option. This is my only option to achieve some level of justice in this system. This is all I've got.
They forced your hand.
Right. Well, yeah. No, they didn't force me to. I could have just taken a bench trial and accepted what the judge says. You don't have to go to a jury. Hmm. You could just take the man in the robe, he'll find you guilty, and you'll go to jail or whatever.
You could point out that it's your only choice that doesn't involve dealing with government bureaucrats deciding if you've broken government laws.
Right. So I agree with you, Wayne.
And I think that speaks to people.
Yeah. So I plan on addressing that out loud in front of a jury if I'm ever placed in that position. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And coming up, we'll take your phone calls about anything, and then we'll actually get into the example of civil disobedience now that we've talked about all the theory behind it. 1-800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.